Hey, can I bum one of those off you? Thanks. Oh, can I get a light too? That's how I know I'm kind of tipsy. No, I never want to smoke unless I'm drinking. Oh shit, you brought them here too? So, yeah. You're kind of being an enabler. Is that really such a bad thing? Okay, Mr. Paladin. Listen, I'm just saying you're acting kind of like your character right now. Having a hard time shutting it off. Honestly, I think I snapped out of character the second I failed that first death save. I got scared. I love this character so much. Well, duh, of course you were gonna try to come save me. Well, you can't just lay on hands everything. And I mean, well, Bandar hasn't really laid hands on Alut yet, now has he? I mean, I've been waiting for Bandar to finally grow a spine and show me what a devotion paladin can do. That's not what the Vandar I know would say. I'm saying get back in character, you dummy. I'm getting back into it. I'm hitting on you. Well, Alut is hitting on Vandar. Please, come on, play along. This warlock knows how to have some fun. What kind of paladin flinches at a lady's simple touch? Ooh, I like that line. I mean, why, Vanda, you make it sound like you don't trust me. Have I ever betrayed you? And I never would. In fact, I'd like to do something. No, more like a gift. Hey, don't. Vandar, don't push me away, boy. This is a thank you. No, I'm trying to give you a hand job, you dumb fuck. Yes, a hand job. Because I want to. Because I almost lost my favorite character I've ever played tonight, and I have a bunch of adrenaline and gratitude and. Yeah? I mean, Oh? My favorite paladin might entertain the thought of letting me unsheath his sword. Okay, no, I can't do it. Nothing too corny. Drop your pantaloons and. Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop. I'll be serious. Here, we don't need pretty words to. Ah, there you are. I've been waiting. I know we don't have long before they'll notice we're missing, but that's all right. I don't think we'll need too much time. Not with the way your cock's already twitching for my attention. Didn't think I'd notice, Vandar. The way you're always 3 feet away from me in battle, always taking care to never stray too far. How I'm the first you catch if anyone should fall. Why, I'm surprised I haven't caught you watching me bathe, you're so obsessed. Although, I suppose just because I haven't caught you doesn't mean you haven't been. Ooh, did that thought get to you a little, holy man? Sweet, pious little paladin, hiding in the bushes to watch me undress? Well, you got more than you can handle, didn't you? Your cock in my tight, warm grasp. My thumb rolling along the head of your cock, smearing that bead of precum. See, barely had to touch you and you already drip. You're a man of God, but I'm a woman of something far more powerful, something far more pleasurable, something hedonistic. And I know you've craved that for a long time. Right? That was super good, right? Right? Okay, I think I'm finally pinning my character down. Although I'm far more concerned with pinning you back against this wall and finally giving my paladin what he deserves. Stroking your cock like it's the only thing I know how to do. Like my hand was made to wrap around you. Like I've never wanted anything more than I want this right here, right now. And...
y'all still out there? Loot's almost split.
Sorry, I smoke slow. Give us another minute. Okay, I meant it. We don't have much time. So let's make it count, right? Vandar, it's a shame I can't bury a cock like this inside me. But I understand, I understand. This won't break your oath of celibacy, though. My hand is fine. And I'd imagine you're rather pent up. Oh, does your cock like when I concentrate on that spot? When my fingers squeeze right there under your head? Oh, and what if I use my other hand to just... cradle your balls, roll them across my fingers? Oh, Vandar, is that too much? My big strong paladin can't take it when I twist my hand like that. Who thought you'd crumble from just two pretty little hands? What was that? Oh, a witch. You called me a witch. My gods have given me gifts no witch could ever dream of. Gifts you would. Quiet, they're gonna hear you. Ah, what's that in your voice? Desperation. Are you already that close? Good. Don't come until I say, though. That would be rude now, wouldn't it? Oh, no, 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 that's too loud. Oh, bucking your hips like my hand finally has you seeing God. Does that mean you need to come, my shield? Well, here, we can't have you making a mess now, can we? Can't have the rest of the party knowing about our mischief. So you better make sure when you come, it's down the back of my throat, so we don't spill a drop. Come for me, my shield. Come for me. That was yeah, that was fun. Should we should, right? Like we should get back inside. Okay, one second before we go in, though. What happens in Ravenloft stays in Ravenloft, right? We're on the same page. Okay, then you better zip those up, mister. Let's go.